And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. They have corrupted themselves, their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Then Saul's anger was kindled against Jonathan, and he said unto him, Thou son of the perverse, rebellious woman, do not I know that thou hast chosen the son of Jesse to thine own confusion and unto the confusion of thy mother's nakedness? Is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things? If I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his way shall fall at once. The Lord hath mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof, and they have caused Egypt to err in every work thereof, as a drunken man staggereth in his vomit. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Hoarse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself.